Now we're going to move on to Gaza. Health officials there say civilian casualties have spiked since the Israeli ground campaign began. The official says at least 70 civilians have been killed in Gaza since Saturday. Latest reports say Israeli troops are dug in outside Gaza City. Only a few reporters are operating inside Gaza, and right now we are joined by two of them. Tigreed Al-Khodri is reporting for the New York Times, and she is in Gaza City, and Rushdie Abu Alouf works for the BBC and also in Gaza. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Rushdie, can you tell us what have you learned today? What have you seen? What are the conditions in Gaza?
Yeah, so far since the midnight, we have seen more than 30 Israeli airstrikes targeting mainly installations for Hamas, but also houses, and a mosque was hit in the north. In one of the airstrikes, a missile was hit. A house belonging to Hamas military wing commander. He survived the attack, but his brother, along with his five of extended family members, were killed in a place called Shate, a refugee camp in the west of Gaza City.
And you've been to a local hospital. Which one, and what did you see there?
Yeah, I have been to Shifa Hospital, which is the main hospital in Gaza. We have seen doctors are struggling to cope with the situation. They are trying to treat as much people as they could with the little they have from equipment and basic supplies. All the crossings between Gaza and Israel and between Gaza and Egypt are closed, and the doctors are saying that they are running out of medicine. They are running out even of essential medicine, and they are running out of blood as well. So that's why they were calling the people of Gaza to go to the nearest hospital and donate in their blood to be able to help the
Jews. Mm-hmm. And Tigreed, you're actually at that hospital right now, right?
Yeah.
And how would you describe it?
Yeah, it's awful. It's gruesome. I just came out from the emergency room. Many children are coming. Shrapnel, you know, are spread all over their bodies. Some can make it and live, but others, you know, die on the spot. Earlier, 11 members of one family died, among them many children. I can count, like, one is 4 years old, another is 5 months old, another is 3 years old, another is four. And also from the same family, 26 are dead, are injured, 26 injured, among them 10 women and 6 children. What we are noticing here, and I just spoke to the Red Cross. They cannot go to the locations. People are calling them, come and rescue us. They are asking them to come and rescue them, and they can't. Ambulance drivers cannot get in because they are afraid. Also, the Red Cross, they are trying to coordinate with the Israelis, but no luck.
Agreed. Yes? Let me ask you this. If there's so much that's difficult in terms of getting aid in and out or getting doctors and equipment into hospitals, how come the rockets are still firing out into Israel from Gaza? Do you have any report on that?
You know, the fighters are managing to fire rockets from Gaza towards Israel. And it seems they are firing from residential areas. And that's why when Israel retaliates, they don't, you know, they just fire anywhere, no matter what. And it seems the message to Hamas that we cannot get you, we cannot kill you, but we can kill the people. That's why many civilians are killed. So they are trying to pressure Hamas by the killing of civilians, and this is what I'm getting. I've been in the hospital since yesterday.
No, understood,
not
understood.
A single...
understood, Tigreed. Rushdie, let me just bring you in on one point here. What is the sense that Hamas is being taught a lesson, particularly now that Israeli soldiers are on the ground in Gaza? Well, go ahead. Tigreed, you begin, and then Rushdie, go ahead. Tigreed, go ahead.
Yeah, what's happening, you can hear people who lost their loved ones cursing Hamas for the first time. So much pain. and they are blaming Hamas, some of them. But the others who lost also loved ones, this is the thing. It seems that the policy may backfire. Others are blaming Israel and wish to revenge, you know, the Israelis, because they think Israel is the reason for all of that. So you never know what will be the result of the Israeli policy.
Great
when
point,
they
agreed.
Target civilians.
Great point, agreed. Rushdie, what's your response to that?
I think Hamas is believe that they are. This is the last battle, and they have to fight until the end. One of the big leaders of Hamas, Dr. Mahmoud Zahar, was appeared for the first time today, and he promised the people of Gaza that Hamas will claim victory very soon. Today we are in the 10th day of the offensive, and rockets are still being fired into Israel. Just half an hour ago, there was another a rocket was fired by Hamas people and landed in the city of Beersheba. So Hamas is still capable to fire rockets toward Israel in spite of all the Israeli action in Gaza, ground troops, airstrikes, day and night. But they are still surviving and they are still managing to fire rockets.
And Rushdie, yesterday it was 45 missiles. Today, at least, it's been reported at least 20. At what point, though, does Hamas risk the wrath of Palestinians?
Of course, the shelling, the airstrikes are damaging or lifting a great damage in the Hamas infrastructure, not only in their infrastructure, but in their movement. They are not able to move. Israeli are monitoring Gaza day and night by their balloons and by their drones over Gaza. Air Force are carrying out attacks everywhere. So they are facing difficulties to fire rockets, especially after Gaza City has been isolated by tanks. We are talking about 500,000 people are living in this city surrounded by tanks from everywhere. So Israel is trying to cut Gaza into three parts to stop rockets being smuggled from the south of Gaza Strip into Gaza City and to make it harder for Hamas to continue fire rockets. That was, we have seen in the beginning of the offensive, 60 rockets in a day, and today we have seen only 5 today.
The BBC's Rushdie Abulof, thank you for joining us from Gaza City, and Tigreed El-Khoderi from The New York Times, thank you also for joining us from Gaza City.